Welcome to Lead for Clarity, where we help you, your team, and your organization get to their next level of leadership. My name is Shondell Sutherland, and I'm here with my co-host, Melanie Montgomery. Melanie, it's been a little bit, and it's great to see your face.
It's great to see yours, too.
I had a little vacation and I am feeling amazing and really ready for this because this has been someone who I'm really excited to have as a guest. Gosh, he's precious to me. And it's Cody Coles. And say hello, Cody.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Shondell. Hello, Melanie.
Yay. My claim to fame for Cody is that I first was introduced to Cody through his future wife. At the time, they were not dating. And she came in, I was working at a company, and I was working with their organization. She came in and told me about this cowboy that she'd met named Cody Coles. And I go, well, with a name like that, man, he's going to go somewhere. Little did I know that 21 years later, we'd be talking on a podcast. And I was right. He's really gone somewhere. So I'm really excited to be having him with us, Melanie. And Melanie, you've had Cody in a class, and I've been there as well in the EQ class. And I've been coaching. Cody, how long have you and I been coaching both the organization and one-on-one?
I'm going to say five, seven. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think seven, because yeah, I just become a Sutherland.
That's true. Okay, 7 years.
Wow. Well, in that 7 years, it has been an incredible honor and joy. And every time Cody calls, I'm like, oh, it's Cody Coles Day. I'm so excited. And that is because there are certain people that really take their leadership seriously. There's people who take their coaching calls very seriously. And there are people that take their life seriously. And Cody is one of those people that has been just a relentless pursuit of excellence for both him, his family, and the people that are underneath him. And Cody, I'm really excited for you to really share your story with us. And Melanie, why don't you just ask your questions? I thought that you had for Cody, which I think were fantastic, and get this party going.
Yeah, well, Cody, thank you so much for joining us. It's been so great to get to know you in our Science of Self class. One thing I've really appreciated is how reflective you've been about your journey and how much you talk through where you are now versus where you were before and the changes and how you got there. So I wonder if you could just give everyone an overview of that leadership journey through learning DISC and emotional intelligence and really understanding yourself and developing into the leader that you are.
Yeah, thank you both for a very, very wonderful introduction. Flattered by that. The journey began at a time where the organization at that particular time was about to grow, and we were going to grow our leadership team. Ironically, it came at a time where I also personally wanted to grow. I felt I had hit my ceiling by not choosing to, educate myself in areas that I can improve on. We also knew that, you know, as the team grew, we were going to have to get better at our jobs. We were going to have to get better at our leadership. And we were kind of stunted and a little too small scale. So it was a great opportunity for me to look at my friendships, myself as a husband, as a father, and then as a current and future leader of the organization, and bring in some great coaching. We first started with our DISC and driving forces and motivators. And what really caught my attention was when Shondell mentioned, well, that's kind of a bit of a hardwiring where we can really improve on areas and where we can change and better ourselves in this emotional intelligence piece. And I latched onto that. It's been 7 years of work that's been remarkable, not just in my leadership in the organization, but as a husband, as a father, as a friend, as a family member. It's been a great exercise, just as rewarding, and days where it's even more rewarding than going to the dreadful gym. But it's just like the gym. We got to work it out, and you got to stay with it. So that's where I've come from a driving forces background, as far as just really buying into it and just seeing the changes and having people come up, friends. Wow, you're different now. And it's always been a good different. But they're saying things like, I remember in the past when you would be reacted like this. Mm. You know, and so it feels so good to have those little nuggets and rewards along the way.
Yeah. That's amazing. And I think that you bring up a really good component here, which is that when we look at EQ, when we look at leadership, it's not just how we show up at work, it's how we show up as a person in all aspects of our lives. When we can improve our communication, then we're better leaders, but we're also better friends or better spouses and all of those different things. And I'm hoping that you can describe where you are today with your EQ versus where you were at the beginning. What would those two versions of you look like?
Ooh, versus the beginning, I had a lot of room for growth and improvement. I think my biggest change now is just the self-recognition of it. And it's not where I have to stop and really, really grind on anything. It's a more natural feeling within my mind to just continually develop it. It's just in my day. It's in my emotions mm-hmm. now. It's becoming easier. It's becoming just a part of life, a part of being.
Yeah, that's good. You know, Cody, when we started working with you and your team, one of the first exercises that we did with your team after we did behaviors, motivators, DISC, and driving forces, and that we did what Cody should not do. Remember, we made the leadership absence of list. And that was a really great exercise because I felt like that really launched you into leadership at a whole new mm-hmm. level. Do you want to kind of share that example and how you keep doing that? It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's a great reminder, Shondell. I do remember that exercise. And we went through a list of, you know, the Cody do not do list. And there was so many tactfully day-to-day operation pieces of what I was doing in work. What was missing, though, was the leadership portion of that and the growing our team and the growing folks that reported to me and just coworkers and colleagues. What I mean a little deeper than that is I think a couple of times, might have been last year, was the first time, Shondell, when you and I were having a call, and I said, Shondell, I don't really work anymore. And it was like this big weight had come off because I'm working just as many hours then, but I get to spend it with deeper relationships, coaching, teaching, mentoring, role modeling. It's a real strong passion of mine that I've been able to, you know, really separate myself from those tactical items in the day and spend time with folks that are extremely intelligent and talented and work with them on their areas of opportunity.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing. Cause you could work circles around anybody. And the hardest thing for you to work on was not doing that and to just accept that people wanted you. They wanted you to lead them. And so I thought it'd be fun for the group to hear. How many people, when we started 7 years ago, were you managing and leading?
Oh, dozens and dozens, Shondell.
Yeah.
Too many.
Yep.
It was too many.
Yep. And so you had like, what, 50, 60, 70 reporting to you at that time with a few mid-levels, but about that, right?
Yeah, it was.
Now, how many leaders do you have and how many people completely are under your organization now as a director of ops?
So I have 4 directs and we oversee combined, I think it's somewhere in the 90s right now. So we really grew vertically, and now the opportunity has been to spend more intentional and focused time with deeper relationships and, you know, bigger projects and more on the people for me, not on the day-to-day.
You know, Cody, one of the things that I learned as I moved up in my career was that the higher position I had, the less I was actually being the doer and the more I was doing the teaching component. So when I got into that director level position, I wasn't really being paid to do things. I was being paid to teach others to do the things and to be successful and to lead in their own right. And that was a hard change to make because I had spent so long being the doer, and that's where I felt comfortable. But once I realized that actually I can help others be successful and teach and coach and lead, that's where I started making such a bigger impact. But it was hard to realize that that's actually really a lot of work when it didn't feel like it to me either. I can definitely relate to that.
Well said, Melanie. It's interesting in my career how I very much relate to yours. And I still get to check that box at home of doing. So I still get to go home and that's where I can, you know, satisfy that little bit of craving in me that I still like to do a few things. So I've turned that more into my hobby, and you know, my career has greatly been rewarded by being able to let go, train, and teach and grow.
The fun part about this, Cody, is you are located in a very small town. So do you want to kind of talk about the journey of your small town, the company, and where you are now?
Yeah, we're right in central Washington. It's a small town of about 2,000 people. So the rewarding portion of that is we really get to see the impact of and lives of our team and all of our employees. What's nice is we roll up now to a much larger corporation that we make impacts outside our community. We still get to do great, big, huge things in a small town is what I like to say.
Yeah. And Cody's being his usual wonderful, humble self. Their company was acquired by a fairly large company, and Cody didn't skip a beat. He just rose to the occasion, took on more responsibility, and now he is the site leader of that company that used to be this little small town, third generation company that got acquired.
Yeah, we were family owned for 75 years, and we saw the greater need to be able to continue manufacturing and be able to continue impacting lives locally. We needed to make some changes with the structure of the company. It was different, but I, 100% supported the direction. And the outcome has been tremendous. We have some deep pockets that want to invest into our small company and grow it. We get to better all the employees. It's been a lot of work with all the things that you learn in an acquisition like that. We get to see what we wanted. It's been a great transition and it's working.
Yeah. And what I love about it is you've taken those core values and how you were raising up your team, and you were able to do it in this little small family-owned company, and now you're able to make a bigger impact with being acquired. And that doesn't happen very often, Cody. And so we're pretty impressed with that. And all of that, I know that you attribute to your emotional intelligence and the immense amount of time, energy, and resources that you invested, but also the company invested in you to get you to this level. And it's really cool for me to watch someone that has always had the character, just so diligent in putting everything to work every week. And I don't know, I just think it's a fun place to be. Melanie, you've just met Cody and you see him as the leader he is today, and you're pretty impressed.
Yeah, definitely. One thing that I hope to dig into a little bit, Cody, is how you practically use these tools to make the changes that you're making. Because one thing I really appreciate about you is that you talk through, this is how I'm intentionally using this tool to facilitate an open conversation or team building. And I think that our listeners would really benefit from hearing how to use these things to improve our teams and improve our relationships.
Sure. Great topic. That's probably one of the bigger joys I have, is when I get to have the time to practically reinforce and use these tools with the team or a one-on-one situation. If I'm struggling with a supervisor or manager and we need to get over a hurdle and we already have a one-on-one set up, I'm grabbing their results in mind and I'm going through it. I'm learning about them again. And I just constantly bring those reports back into those one-on-one conversations. And it's a great time to open up and be vulnerable with them and share again, hey, look at my report. This is where I've learned and this is where I've been challenged in the past. And I want to work with you on some areas that are going to improve both your and I relationship and then your relationship with your employees. So I'm always grabbing our reports and using myself as the, stick my neck out there and be vulnerable, because that's when you really start seeing managers listen and try and do and be just the same as me, where it's a little rough at first, and then you start getting better repetitions at it. We're doing a team project and perhaps there's different styles of people on the team and they're not quite seeing it. We'll take a time out. We'll go into what we'll call a safe room, shut the door and say, door shut. This is where we get to get aired out. And it's very comfortable and it's very safe. And we're going to start picking on me. What do I need to do better? What am I good at? What do I need to do better? So I just kind of set myself out there and let the room go at me. And then we'll take turns and go around the room. What do we need to do? Start, stop, continue. We'll start with me. Intentionally bringing up results of the different styles and saying, hey, this person's a such and such, and that's great for these reasons. And then you kind of see people kind of relax a little bit, and all of a sudden, they see that good in that person that they're struggling with.
I love so that. Good. Yeah. What I'm hearing you say, Cody, is that you're really modeling the behavior that you want to see in your team. And so when you want them to be vulnerable and to be able to admit a mistake or admit a weakness, you're saying, I'm going to go first. I'm going to admit where I'm struggling, and I want you to share feedback with me so that I can be open to it. And when we can display those things, we can be vulnerable with our team. We can be open, and we can show them the behavior that we want. Really helps them to feel comfortable and safe to do so as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. I think it really calms a person when you can admit your own mistakes, or you can admit your own trial and errors and improvements over your own career. These careers go so quick. It's crazy to think how many years I've been there already and how many years we've worked on this project. But if you keep taking that time of this is what's going to get us even farther, and role model it yourself and let the new people that are starting out in their career that haven't seen that historical path, share it. That's how we learn. Just share it.
That's great. Well, Cody, we got to land this plane, but I always tell you, you are an incredible leader, and any company would be blessed and grateful to have you. And I love that you are just taking on this acquisition and taking your skills to the next level in such heroic, courageous ways. I just think it's awesome. Okay. So as we land this plane, do we have one more word of advice or a recap to give to our people? I'll ask you first, Melanie, and then we'll ask Cody.
Well, one thing that I really loved that Cody said was really looking at how do we model behavior, especially a vulnerability, so that we create a space where people can be open and talk about their weaknesses, talk about their struggles, and we go first. And I think that that's such a powerful thing to do as a leader.
Yeah, it's great. How about you, Cody? What do you got for if you had a young or even a seasoned leader in front of you, what would be your takeaway, your advice?
I love our piece on we're hardwired, but we can always work on emotional intelligence. We can always improve. It's just, it's exercising. You got to work at it. And everybody could use coaching, Shondell. We all could use coaching. It is so impactful.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you make it easy. Make it feel like I'm not even working. So I appreciate that. Well, I know for me, what I want listeners to really walk away from is the ROI of investing in your up and coming leaders. There's just so much value to it. And Cody was a huge part of that team. I mean, big part, had majority of the employees reporting to him, and he was huge. But that investment that this company has put into him, and Cody being ready, willing, and able to be coached, has just absolutely taken their company to the next level. And now he's the trainer of trainers. And now he is the one that's leading. You know, it's not just what the company gets out of it, but it's the man that Cody's become, the father, the friend, the husband, and now site leader. I mean, awesome. And I just think it's impressive. And I just hope that you will enjoy hearing this podcast and us celebrating you, Cody, as well as pushing others to get to their next level through your conversation. I'm just super grateful that he took his time out of his busy schedule to join us. Melanie, thank you always for being here. And listeners, this is all about you. We're just so grateful that you would take the time to hang out with us and listen. We want to answer your questions. Be sure and send them to podcast@shondellgroup.com, and really just know that we are here for you. So you can catch us at shondellgroup.com. We love it if you would subscribe and review us. You know, that's what they all say, because it matters. All right, y'all, as always, be the best you can be and have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you.